الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصيام والقرآن يشفعان يوم القيامة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected elders, brothers, I have recited one ayat-e-kareema from Holy Quran and one hadith mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Most of you know this Quran is revealed in the month of Ramadan. From seven heavens to the first sky. First heaven. All the past book also, Sahifa, Suhuf Ibrahim, Taurat, Bible, Zabur, these kitabs also revealed in the month of Ramadan, according to the most of the scholars. Quran Kareem, the full Quran revealed the 27 nights from seven heaven to the first sky, then step by step, whenever needed for humanity, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed in 23 years. What is the link between Quran and Ramadan? Allah said, Shahr Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan, in it, Allah revealed the Quran. Fihi hudal lin-nas, wa bayyinatim min al-huda wal-furqan. In this kitab, there is guidance, explanations, mercy for entire humanity. Those who follow the Quran, those who practices their life according to the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The link, some of the scholars say, when a person fast from the Subah Sadiq till Maghrib, each and every second, each and every minute, he is under mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah's mercy revealed, descend on him, on the fasting person. Similarly, Quran, when a person opened the Quran and he start his Quran to recite, from the beginning until he complete the Quran, quarter juz or half juz or one juz or whatever, he complete the Quran, on each and every letter, Allah descend the mercy on him too. Some of the scholars says, the link between the month of Ramadan and Quran, tashabbuh bil haq. What is the meaning of tashabbuh? The resemblance, little bit, with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah does not eat food, he doesn't need food, drink, he don't have wife, no children, no families, nothing. Allahu samad, lam yalid, walam yulad, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. A fasting person also, little bit, he also practices same thing, what Allah said to him, that my quality, from the morning till evening, no eating, no drinking, and no intercourse. Because of that little bit things, person got tashabbu and resembles with Allah. Allah said, As-sawmu li wa an ajzi bihi, the fasting you did for me, and I will reward you. Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Shapali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allahu Akbar. What he said, Imam Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Osmani mentioned, that Allah ki zaat la mahdood hai. There is no end for the Bari Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So there is no end for the reward of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also. And Sufiya explained this hadith, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi, the fasting is for me and I am his reward. I am his reward. The person fasting for me, I will become for him. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Whoever becomes for Allah, Allah will become for him. Similarly, Quran. Tashabbu billah, tashabbu bilhaq. Little bit resemblance with Allah. That Allah said, Al-Quranu kalamullah. Hadith quoted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Quranu kalamullah wa kharaja minhu. The Quran is a kalam of Allah and it came out from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah spoken the Quran. Allah recited the Quran. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought it and he recited in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited in front of the Sahaba. The pastor kitab was written and given to Jibreel alayhi salam and then given to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran was recited by Allah to Jibreel. Jibreel recited to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam recited in front of the Sahaba. Whoever recite Quran, he also speaking out, he also reading Quran, reciting little bit resemblance with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah فرماتے ہیں جیسے میں نے قرآن کو زبان سے پڑھا ہے تو بھی زبان سے پڑھتا ہے تو اللہ تمہیں اس کا بہت ثواب عطا فرمائیں گے. Allah will give you so much abundant rewards when a person recites the Quran. Third things mentioned by scholars, that roza, when a person fasts on the day of Qiyamah, the roza will come in the form, a beautiful form, and he will say, Allah, this person was fasting in that dunya, may accept my intercession for him and forgive him, send him in Jannah. Same thing Quran. Quran also will come by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the beautiful form and will say, this person was reciting Quran, Ya Allah, accept my intercession and forgive him. That is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As-siyamu wal Quranu yashfa'ane yawm al-qiyamah. The fastings and Quran, they will be made intercede on the day of Qiyamah. For the fasting person and those who recite the Quran. Hakimul Ummat wrote a kitab. It's written one kitab. The kitab's name, Islah Inqilab Ummat. In that kitab mentioned, there is a three right of the Quran. There is three rights of the Quran. One is called Azmate Quran, Ehtirame Quran, the respect of the Quran. The respect of Quran. Number two, Tilawate Quran, to recite the Quran. Number three, the Fahme Quran, and to understand the Quran. Very, very important to understand. I like to explain these three things. Azmat-e-Quran, the respect. Hazrat Mufti Yusuf Sahab Ludhianvi mentioned, Allahu Akbar, says once Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam's throne was flying, a person says, Subhanallah, such a great things. There is a jinnats, the arms right and left, front and back of this throne. It's like a flight. This message went to Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, and Sulaiman alayhi salam came down with that throne. And he said, why did you say that Subhanallah? He says, just came out from my mouth. Thus, Allah is so great. Look at this. What a great kingdom Allah has given you. That you fly wherever you want. Adeen. He said, no. 1,000 throne can be sacrificed. 1,000 throne like this can be sacrificed just to say one Subhanallah. What about the Quran? What about the Quran? If you recite each and every ayat, each and every ayat, millions throne can be sacrificed. But you cannot earn the reward like this when a person recites the Quran. Dignity, the rank and the respect of this Quran. Hakim al-Ummat mentioned a person in the time of Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayhi in Delhi, he's sleeping, his mazar is there. He said, in his time, a person went in jungle to hunt and he lost and he went to some Muslim's house. The Muslims became a guest, a host for him and told him, you can stay tonight my house, gave him one room to rest, to sleep. That person, and he went to sleep in that room, he saw the Quran was one side. He says, I am not going to sleep. I am not going to sleep out of respect of Quran. Out of respect of Quran, I am not going to sleep. He sat down and he was sitting for whole night. The whole night he was sitting. Said, I am not going to spread my leg. I'm not going to sleep out of respect of the Quran. Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned himself. He says, I dream of that person. Subhanallah. I asked him, what happened? What happened? Did Allah forgiven you? He says, one night, he mentioned the story, because of the respect of that Quran, I never sleep. I did not sleep. I was sitting one corner and I had the respect of this Quran. Because of that, Allah Ta'ala forgiven me. Respect. Must be you heard the name of Maulana Badri Alam Sahab. He wrote the kitab, hadith kitab, Tarjuman Sunnah. He passed away in Medina Munawwara. He was living in Medina Munawwara. And he buried in Jannatul Baqi. Buried in Jannatul Baqi. Normally, in Jannatul Baqi, every 6 months, they opened the grave to bury another body. Already, they opened Maulana's grave 3 times. They found the body fresh, like is buried today. 1.5 years ago, in India, one student was becoming alim in Darlum, a Kalkua in Maharashtra. He was sleeping at night, and at night a big snake came and bitten him. And he was fast asleep, and suddenly he woke up and he drank so much water because the poison went in the whole body. Poison went to the whole body. He woke up. He drank so much water. Now, he collapsed. The all other students, they also woke up and asked him, what happened? Says, bleeding here, something. Then they saw the snake, the big, huge snake was sitting in a corner. They called the police. They called the principal. Everybody came down. They called the ambulance. They called the doctors. And they took the body. They took the students. They were taking to the hospital. On the way, he passed away. Then the principal phoned to his parents, was living far. They came and they mentioned the whole story. This is the situation, what happened to him. The parents said, okay, we will take the body and we will bury it in our village near. They took the body and they buried it. after 6 months. This happened to us 1.5 year now. After 6 months, someone told the parents, you know that someone definitely killed your child. And they taken the kidney out. DNA must open the grave again and check again. The parents phoned to the police and they came and explained, this is situation, we heard that our son did not die out of beating the snake, but look like someone killed him in the madrasa. Okay, they went to the graveyard. They went to find some bone or something, body, some part of the body, and they went to DNA. Find out. Believe me, they went there and they opened the grave. The students like a buried now. The coffin was, mashallah, perfect. Then I remember the hadith of Tabrani and Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi said, which is quoted in Fazail Amal also. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi said, Subhanallah, when a hafiz a Quran, when he dies, hafiz a Quran, who had the Quran in his sina, in his chest, in his heart, when he died, the Allah said to the grave, do not touch the body of this person, because he is carrying my Quran, got my Quran in his heart. The grave said, the hadith is quoted by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Imam Bayhaqi said, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the grave said to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how can I destroy this person's body while your Quran, the beautiful beloved Quran in his heart? The many experience of this hadith, Maulana Badri Alam sahab, they opened his grave 3 times. Even they opened Maulana Zakaria sahab grave also 3 times to bury another body. Maulana Zakaria sahab rahmatullah, his body also fresh. Like buried today. How many years now? Happened that. I remember in South Africa, my one of the friend, his mother passed away. We went to bury. But before that, normally in South Africa, in Durban, you have to buy land. And this is a land for your whole family. Anyone dies from family can bury in this land. The small 3 or 4 graves. Every time one person died, they bury another person's grave who was passed away long times. And there in a graveyard. So they opened the grave. The father, the grandfather passed away 22 years ago. They went to dig the same grave to bury my friend's mother. What happened? The body is fresh. Body is fresh. 22 years. Nothing happened. The friend says, I saw my grandfather after 22 years. The face is fresh. The coffin is fresh. Then I asked her, that your mom's also recite a lot of Quran. The mom, she said, my mother every 7 days finish one Quran. My grandfather every 3 days was finishing Quran. Look at the barakah of the Quran. Barakat of the Quran. Maulana Badri Alam sahab, his grave opened 3 times. He digged out again 3 times to bury another body. Then we went Madina Munawwara with our Shaykh Hakim Akhtar sahab. We asked his son living in Madina Munawwara. He is a great alim also in Madina. He said, my father used to tell us, do not spread your leg towards the Quran. Respect the Quran. Do not spread your leg towards the Quran. And my father, in his whole life, he never spread his leg towards the Quran. Forget the Quran, he never spread his leg towards the Hafiz Quran. Towards the Quran in his chest, in his heart. The barakah of the Quran, the respect of the Quran. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, these are the true stories. Because today's our youngsters, Allahu Akbar, they have no respect. They don't have time to open the Quran and recite one page in the month of Ramadan. They have no time. They have time to open phone every few minutes. They can watch WhatsApp, this message, this tango, this things, but they have no time
to open the Quran. They have time to look inside the phone, mobile phone. They had no time to look in the Quran, that this mobile phone, this Quran, this message is came from Allah. The mobile message came from our friend who is not going to help you in your grave. The message came from Allah through Jibreel to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That message will help us in our grave and the day of Qiyamah. We have no time. Maulana Asik Ilahi Mirati, he mentioned that Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullahi told him, and he mentioned, he was living also in Madina Munawara. He said, in the time of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullahi, in a village in India, two husband-wife, the old couple, husband-wife, and they were very old. The husband was 72 and his wife was 68 years old. Husband-wife, no children. They heard just, there is Allah's Quran, Allah's Kitab. They never seen before the Quran. They passed their life, they never seen the Quran. I remember in our time also, and in the oldest time, the people used to come in the villages and they sell Quran. Oldest time. My, the old people knows that in Pakistan, in Bangladesh, in India, the special every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, someone comes, they said, Nurani Qaida, this Qaida, Arsenal Kawai, the Quran, we came to sell. Now it's everywhere, the library and the bookshop, they sell it. Those time they used to come to sell in the villages and the city. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi said, in that time, the one Quran was selling just for one anna. One anna means is less than our one penny. Less than one penny. It was so cheap. The person came and he was announcing, he was making elan, and he was praising about Quran so much. This is the book of Allah. This is a book of Allah. This is a Quran-e-Kareem. I came to sell. Anybody want to buy? This is a special book. There is no other book like Quran. It's revealed upon Jibreel alayhi salat, upon Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the final Nabi, and brought by Jibreel alayhi salat wa salam. Nazala bihi ruh al-ameen. It was, you know, sometimes people, they want to sell something, they pray so much. And Quran, we have to pray so much. He was praising Quran just to sell. The people buy my Quran. Allahu Akbar. The old couples, husband and wife, they heard. That's Allah's Kalam. Allah's Kitab. Allah's Quran. We heard about it so much. Let me buy. And we must read and we must look in the Quran. We just heard so much about the Quran. Both of them. The husband came out. And they called him. Said, can you show me the Quran? He said, this is a Quran. This is a reveal upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's so nice. If you read, so much reward. Allahu Akbar. Started praising in front of him. The old man, he said, I want to buy. How much is it? The elder person saw this person desperate to buy. Let me tell him some extra money, money expensive. First he prays so much. He says, 250 rupees. 250 rupees. I said to you, was so cheap, like one anna, less than penny. But the person saw, mashallah, this person desperate to buy the Quran. Let me take money from him. Let me take advantage from him. He said, okay. I want to buy. He says, you're not going to find like this Quran anyway. It's a very beautiful kitab. If you take in your house, you will get so much barakah and blessing. If you recite, Allah will give you jannat. Allah will forgive you. And this Quran will make intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah. He was carry on praising about Quran. Praising. This person said, okay, I'm buying. Not 500 rupees. 500 rupees. One Quran.
Somebody's car's outside. someone's hit it, so they just, if they can go outside and check it.
What car? Car, silver car there?
That is WV57YMP.
This was so expensive, 500 rupees.
This person said, मैंने और मेरी बीवी के लिए मैंने 500 रुपए जमा किए हैं हज में जाने के लिए, हज में जाने के लिए 500 रुपए जमा किए हैं. We get that 500 rupees. At that time, Hajj was just only 250 rupees per person. Look at the price today in UK. 3,000-5,000 pounds. How much rupees? Per person, 250 rupees just to go perform Hajj. I am giving you the both persons Hajj money. And they bought it, Quran-e-Kareem. They were so happy. Yes, plus the old man said, just wait, let me make wuzu. I'm coming back. I'm bringing money also. He went inside, he made wuzu, and he brought the money, 500 rupees. He did not hesitate at all to buy the Quran, Allah's kitab, because he heard so much virtue about it. Today we don't understand that virtue. He purchased, he bought it. He took inside. The person took the 500 rupees and went away. Subhanallah. It's a night now. It's time to sleep now. The husband went to sleep. The wife also went to sleep. What they should do now? We got only one room. If we will sleep, then there will be disrespect of the Quran. So they decided. Husband said, I'm going to make wuzu again. And I'm going to stand up. Stand for half a night carrying a Quran on my head. It's a true story. Allahu Akbar. The respect of Quran. He took the Quran. He made wuzu. He was standing for half night. He told his wife, you sleep. I'll wake you up after half night. Then you stand up. You make wuzu. And you stand for another half night. Carry the Quran on your head. Both husband and wife. They carried the Quran on the head. Half of night. Allahu Akbar. When they woke up, both of them, the Fajr namaz now. They performed the Fajr namaz. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah, they said, in the morning, husband, wife, just the respect of Quran, they memorized the whole Quran in one night. Memorize a true story. True story. He said, Maulana Sahab said, I went to his house and I saw myself. That old man, they never seen Quran. Out of respect of Quran, Allah is the great. He can do whatever he wish. No one can put finger on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadeer. Wo Allah, Allah ka hota hai, to Allah uska ho jata hai. If a person become Allah's, Allah become his. Today, we got this Quran, sometimes just for tawiz, to hang in our neck. Sometimes write it down, put in the water and drink. Sometimes we use the Quran. Why? Tomorrow is my heavy case. There is some Quranic ayat. Then you start reading for a week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks to win the case. Oh, most a person's daughters getting married. So they give jahiz and as a gift, a Quran. Take this Quran. Oh, the most. When someone's in the state of sakrat, dying, the ruh is not coming out, we recite the Quran, Yasin Sharif, many things. Oh, we do isale sawab to the marhum. That's we do. We have no other time to open the Quran. We got no time to open the Quran. We tied nicely in the juzdan and we kept in the corner of the Quran. Sometime whenever we need someone die or something happen, then we read. Sorry, I'm not telling you, I'm telling myself. This message will go, inshallah, in my website, Tafsir Saleh. The bayan goes and Tafsir also. The people should understand. Yes, there is no doubt, as I recited the ayat, Ya Ayyuhannas, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِزَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَالشِّفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Definitely, the Quran is a shifa
for the chest. No doubt, Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, the Quran is the best medicine for cure. Behtareen dawa is the Quran to recite. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu also narrated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to him, I've got a heavy chest pain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Quran ko lazim pakro, recite the Quran. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayat, وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, you will get better. Recite the Quran. A person, a sahabi came, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got a neck pain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Quran. There is no doubt, Quran is cure, shifa. But the real things, there is two types of shifa. Shifa lil jism, cure for the body, and cure for the heart. Our heart is full of hatred, enmity, jealousy, dirty heart. Dirty heart. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah never created anyone's two heart. One heart Allah Ta'ala created for each and every person. Either you can bring the love of Allah or you can bring the love of shaitan. If you got the love of shaitan, then forget the love of Allah. Cannot stay together. This is the house of Allah. The hadith of Qudsi, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Allah said, I cannot fit in the skies and earth, but وَلَكِ يَسْعَنِي فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدِ مُؤْمِنِ, I can come in the heart of the mu'min. So this Quran, the second right of the Quran to recite. First one, azmat-e Quran. If you have no azmat and respect and dignity of the Quran, you're not going to open. Whose Quran is this? Whose kitab is this? Where did it come from? We have to understand, this is a kalamullah. Kalamullah. And Allah Ta'ala promised to look after this book till the day of Qiyamah. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. The ulama have explained, the ulama says, the altogether mentioned the name of the Quran, 55 name mentioned of Quran, but the important names is Quran and Kitab. Quran means the Kitab which is recited again and again and again, and Kitab means is written in the page. Is written like Quran-e-Kareem. That's a beautiful name, Quran-e-Kareem. And Kitab mentioned the many, many places Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the Quran-e-Kareem, that the Kitab, I will keep this Quran in the written till the day of Qiyamah. If the enemies will destroy this Quran, then I will give the Quran who recites so much, I will keep this Quran in the heart of the children's and youngsters and old people's. This is only one kitab the person can memorize. This is the kitab. Person can memorize and read again and again. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith is quoted by Darimi and Musnad Ahmad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahumullah. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith mentioned, Ya Aba Zar, Nabi sallallahu alaihi saying to Abu Zar, in the morning if you learn one ayat, if you learn one ayat from the Quran, one ayat is better than 100 nafal rakats. And Ya Aba Zar, if you learn one chapter, you understand, one chapter of Masail and Fiqh is better than 1,000 nafal rakats. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fahman aw bila fahmin, understand or not? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, to understand or not, just to learn one ayat, 100 rakats nafal, 100 nafal rakats reward. If you understand, sit by some alim and listen the darse Quran, and you understand the commentary of the Quran, what Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, if you understand and practice, that is another rewards, extra rewards. Just to learn one ayat, 100 rakat, nafal rakats reward. Sabit Banani and Yazid Rakashi, both of them, they went to Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Both of them tabi'i, went to Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu to ask him that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite every night. We went there to find out. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah s.a.w. used to recite Hawameem, the Hameem, all the surah, the beginning of Hameem, 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 Hameem. Those surah used to recite Nabi s.a.w. every night. Sometimes Surah Mulk, Surah Waqia, Surah Al-Iqlam, Sajda. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you recite 50 Quranic ayat, 50 Quranic ayat every night, you will be away from the neglectful people. Allah is not going to write your name in the ghafilin. Then further Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu continues the mention in the telling the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you recite 100 Quranic ayat, 100 ayats from the Quran-e-Kareem, Allahu Akbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will get the reward of full night standing in tahajjud from Isha till Fajr. If you wake up for tahajjud, extra reward. Then Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala said, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you recite 200 ayats from the Quran-e-Kareem, you will get the reward of one kintar. One kintar means, the ulama explain, the scholars explain, 1,000 gold coin to spend in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. 1,000 gold coin as a charity you're giving in the path of Allah, that much reward. Further mention, hadith is quoted by Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu, hadith marfu, authentic hadith. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala said, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you recite 300 Quran ayats from the Quran, Allah telling the angels, O angel, mere bande ne badi takleef uthai. It took so much takleef and burden to recite the Quran. You bear witness, you bear witness, I am forgiving him. Iske sare gunah ko maaf kar deta. Hamare paas time? Have time? No. To recite the Quran. You got no time to recite the Quran. It's a alive miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi quoted the hadith in Ihya Ulum al-Din. Inna al-bayt alladhi la yutla fihi kitab Allahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Listen the hadith. It's quoted by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The house, that house, that the people are not, the house people are not reciting Quran in their house. Quran in their house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, what will happen? Daqa bi ahlihi. Daqa bi ahlihi. The life of the house people will become narrow. Pareshani, difficulty will come in the house. Daqa bi ahlihi. وَقَلَّ خَيْرَهُ and the barakah and blessing will go away from the house. People are crying today. This problem, that problem. Each and every person. The Quran is shifa. Quran is cure. Quran is cure. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Fakhruddin Razi is the greatest tafsir. Tafsir Kabir, he mentioned and the commentary of Walakad Jinahum Bikitabin Fasalnahu. He said Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, anybody got any difficulty, turn to the Quran. Turn to the Quran. You will find spiritually, jismani, for all problems, you will find the cure from the Quran Kareem. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi had one problem. He was looking one masla. Could not find any way. He was looking. Quran. Who was Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi? We just heard the name. Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, huwa azkiyau min ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwa azkiyau min ummati Muhammad. Intelligent person in the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Imam Shafi. Also. From the many peoples. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. Who was Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi? Mufti Kifayatullah sahab, who wrote the Talimul Islam, was a great mufti in that time. In India, those times, he mentioned the students. Do you know how Maulana Anwar Shah became the Shaykh al-Hadith and Shaykh al-Tafsir? How he became? Some said he was Mufassir, some said he was Muhaddith, some said he was a good and a good character. This, everything. Said, no. I asked the same question to Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullahi. How Allah gave you such a great gift? He was the greatest Muhaddith in the time. He mentioned himself, nothing. I was making effort. But one thing made me Muhaddith. One thing made me Mufassir. What is that? See, in my life, I never touch the Quran and Hadith without wuzu. The second thing, I never disrespect the Quran. The Quran's dignity is first, then tafsir, then Hadith, and then fiqh, and then like this I was putting my kitabs. I never put the fiqh kitab on the Quran, Hadith kitab on the Quran. Always I had the respect for the Quran according to dignity, first Quran, then Hadith, then fiqh, like this. I was doing like that. These two things made me the great scholar of Hadith. He mentioned Azkiyahu Ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Shafi rahmatullah mentioned himself. Himself, he said, for 16 years I was studying from Isha till Fajr. I was studying the books. I never drink a glass of water in the whole night because I don't want to disturb in my study. 16 years, whole night he was studying the book. He never drank a glass of water during the study. He said, I need to find out one masala from the Quran. I could not find. How many times he recited the Quran? Just to find one masala. Two things. Two times? Five times? Find one masala. He recited the Quran 300 times. Just to find one masala. Just to find one masala. 300 times. At the place he stuck, then he found this masala. Allah put in his heart. Who was Imam Shafi? He mentioned he went to perform Hajj. After the Hajj in the place of Mina on the third day, I met an old person. I asked him, Haji Sahib, where did you come from? He said, I came from Madinatul Munawwara. I got so happy. He came from the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the village of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I love that village because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sleeping in that village. He said, did you see the Madina Munawwara? He said, no, I don't have money to travel from Makkah to Madina Munawwara, but I'm willing to go. He said, don't worry. We all together, one group came from Madina Munawwara. The one person died. And his camel, his savari, his riding is free. You can sit on it and you can come with us to Madina Munawwara. We'll take you after Hajj. I will meet you or you can meet me so and so place. They gave him lift to take him from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, I completed. It took 16 days to travel from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara. 16 days. I completed on the way 16 times full Quran. I recited 16 times. Our pura Ramzan ka mahina jata hai. The whole month just passed. We don't even open the Quran. Open the book of Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Hardoi. Was a great Khalifa of Mahatanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He wrote the kitab Majalisul Abrar. He mentioned the Qurans also give baddua to the house people who don't have time to open the Quran. They don't have time to open the Quran. The Quran says, Ya Allah, this family, this person, they tied me in a juzdan, in a bag, and they tied me on top of a string and kept me in the Quran. The whole year went, they have no time to open your Quran. Ya Allah, you also tied them on the day of Qiyamah with the chain of the Jahannam, fire of Jahannam, and throw them in the corner of Jahannam. Peace Allah says, Waddaqa بِعَلِهِ وَقَلَّ خَيْرَهُ اس گھر سے برکت چلی جائے گی. There will be no blessing and barakah. People are crying today. Why? We don't turn to the Quran. We don't understand the Quran. We don't read the Quran. Further mention, أَخَرَجَتْ مِنْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The angel also go away from that house. وَحُزِرَتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. and shaitan comes in this house to stay. Allah gave this Quran, subhanallah, and Allah created us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He given us the Rasul and He given us a beautiful kitab. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنْ لَنْ تَظِلُّ مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَالسُنَّةِ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am leaving two things behind. One is Quran, one is my sunnah. If you practice this, if you follow this, you will enter in Jannah. In the time, the past, Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. Allah says about the past nations, the nation of Musa alayhi salam, if they should recite the Torah and the practice according to the Torah and whatever we reveal to them, Allah said, لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. I will give them a blessing, a sustenance, which is I'm going to reveal for them from the heavens and from the earth. But they did not. Another place Allah says, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah given them destruction, zillat, and they deprived from the ni'mats of Allah, and Allah's wrath upon them. Why? Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. They were denying the Allah's ayat, Allah's kitab. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And they were killing, making shaheed to Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. There's two things they were doing. That's why Allah's wrath upon them. Allah destroyed them. Maulana Ali Miah Sahib Nadwi, he mentioned under commentary of this ayat, subhanallah, he says, we are not denying the Quran. We are not rejecting the Quran. But we are not reading the Quran. We are not practicing the Quran. Look at the so many commands Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem. And openly we do against that the commands of Allah. Many things. Interest, this. Allah said clearly, and we do against the same thing you deny. You deny not directly, indirectly you denying. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And that is the meaning of denying. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. All my ummah will enter in Jannah. Illa man aba, except those who deny me. Aba. Qila waman aba. Sahaba did not understand. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the meaning of aba? Qila waman aba. Ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining the hadith, the authentic hadith. Man ata'ani dakhal al Jannah. Those who follow me, they will enter in Jannah. وَمَنْ asani, and those who do not follow me, disobey me, do not practice my commands, the commands of Allah, فَقَدْ أَبَى, they rejected, they denied. Mawlana Ali Miah Sahib said, we are not killing Nabi. There is no Nabi today. Final Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are not killing Nabi. In that time was Nabi every time. So one Nabi passed away, then another Nabi, then no. Now the final Nabi, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, passed away. There is no Nabi today. He mentioned we are not killing the Nabi, but we destroying the work of Nabi. Work of Nabi. You have to understand this. Which kitab Allah has given us. We don't understand. Allah has given us the beautiful Quran. Beautiful Quran. Inshallah, from today you must make firm intention. If we don't know, we're going to learn the Quran. We're going to learn the Tajweed. If we knew the Quran, me and myself and our family, we will tell them to recite Quran every day. Every day in our family, in our children, everybody will recite the Quran in the house. You will see Allah's blessing, Allah's barakah in the house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith is quoted, Imam Sahib Mishkat rahimahumullah, Farmayan Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, قَرَأَ طَاهَا وَيَاسِينَ قَبْلَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِأَلْفِ آمِنِ. Allah have recited Surah Taha and Surah Yasin 1,000 years before the sky and earth. فَلَمَّا قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. When the angel heard this Quran, that Allah reciting Surah Taha and Surah Yasin, which are going to reveal on the final Nabi and his Ummah. That angel, what they mentioned, Subhanallah, Tuba, Tuba. Ye faristo ne koi hazar saal pehle hamare liye kaha tha. Mubarak badi hai. Fortunate people, Tuba. Kaun? Liman, yanzilu alaiha. Upon that people, that upon them the Quran will revealed. They are very fortunate people. Very, very fortunate. And further says, Tuba li ajwaf. Fortunate people, those ummah who are going to learn and memorize the Quran in the chest, in the heart. Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, mashallah, very beautiful. I'm just concluding, finishing now. Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, Subhanallah, says, if you make intention from today, I can learn one ayat or half ayat or whatever. I want to become Hafiz a Quran, slowly, slowly. I mentioned this hadith in our breakfast in Masjid Quba. One lady in the ladies program, one lady, she heard this hadith and she started, she finished in the 3 months, 6 paras by heart. Man wajada talaba. If you practice, if you make effort, Allah will give you. If you don't make intention, nothing will come to you. Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi, quoting the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you try to become hafiz, even take 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Allah is great. I went to London in Croydon, Subhanallah. When all the men, all the hair is white, not a single black hair on his body, Subhanallah. He completed Quran. How old is he? 75 years old. He completed the Quran last year. And this year I found he's doing Tarawih, he's leading Tarawih, mashallah, in the masjid. 8 rakats. 75 years old. He can memorize. Today our youngsters, 10 years, 20 years, and 12 years, 15 years, 25 years. So easy, just to take some time out for the sake of Allah, to memorize the Quran, to read the Quran. You try to learn. If you died during the period and you did not complete it, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the special angel will come to the grave and he will teach you the Quran. On the day of Qiyamah, you will resurrect as a Hafiz a Quran. The virtue of the Quran is so much virtue. I have no time to go more in detail. You can listen to my website in Urdu, not in English, the Tafsir Saleh. You listen to the commentary of the Quran. The Alhamdulillah, 8 years I'm doing commentary of the Quran. Today the Surah Araf, the 8 para, Alhamdulillah, we started middle of the Surah, we doing that, mashallah. So you'll understand what Allah said in the Qur'an-i Kareem about the virtue of the Quran and those who practices the Quran. This is Tuba li ajwafin, Mubarak badi, fortunate people who memorize the Quran. And further says, fortunate people, when takallama bihada, who going to recite this Quran, open the Quran, Surah Fatiha, Surah Nas, Surah Nas. If you read Quran with the love of Allah, Hadith Imam Muslim rahmatullahi said, one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was passing, a Sahabi was reciting Kul Huwallahu Ahad. Another story also, that the Sahaba came and said, Ya Rasulullah, you send him as our Amir and the leader of the group. But every time he recite, he lead the namaz, he read Kul Huwallahu Ahad, Kul Huwallahu Ahad, Kul Huwallahu Ahad. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him, why you read always in Kul Huwallahu Ahad in your namaz? He said, I love the surah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imam Bukhari said, Imam Muslim said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wajabat, the love of the surah will take you in the Jannah. The love of the surah will take you. Ruhul Maani is a greater tafsir. Ruhul Maani. Allah Ma'alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali. Finish? Finish a few things now. I feel like to say because it's just remembering all Allah put in my mind. Says Ruhul Maani, Allah Ma'alusi Baghdadi says, one day Jibreel alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were talking in Masjid an-Nabawi. At that time, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala was coming from the street of Medina to Masjid, towards the Masjid. Jibreel alayhi salam said, We know the Sahabi. Nabi Sahasam said, you living another dunya, and he is living in Medina, this dunya. How can you know him? How you know him? He said, not myself. Seven heavens angels knows his names and his work also. Something amazing. Nabi Sahasam said, why? He said, because of two things. This person, whenever he sleep every night, when you go to sleep, there is no hatred of anyone in his heart. There is no hatred, jealousy, enmity in his heart. Heart is free for all Muslims. The second thing, he loved to recite Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. Because of these two things. But this is a miracle. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah, I was telling you that. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah says, Subhanallah, he said in Ahya Ulum, he says in the time of Bani Israel, two brothers, one of them dreamt father, the father passed away. And they asked the father, Musa alayhi salam is a true Nabi or liar? The father says, I don't know about it. But one thing I can tell you, the father telling the both children. But one thing, whenever Musa, if you want to come to know Musa alayhi salam is a true Nabi or not, you want to come to know, what you do, when you wake up, wherever the Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is sleeping, try to steal his asa. Try to steal his stick. Asa e Musa. You will come to know he's a true Nabi or not. If the stick become alive, meaning become like a snake, that is a true Nabi. Otherwise not. Then you succeed. He is not true Nabi. Both brothers, they woke up. Both children, they went. They were looking every day. One day Musa alayhi salam was sleeping under the shade of the tree. And they went to steal. Imam Ghazali said they went to steal. They went near by the stick. What happened? The stick became a snake. When the Nabi is alive and is sleeping, his miracle is alive. Did you understand? When Nabi is sleeping, the miracle is alive. When all the Nabi, they went away. They went away from this dunya, the miracle also went away with them. They scared so much. And they got frightened and they got fever. They ran to the mother. And the mother said, what happened? They explained the whole story. Oh, the mother took them by Musa alayhi salam. My children made a mistake and did like this. Musa alayhi salam made a dua for them. They got better, everything. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah mentioned this. And further he said, Musa alayhi salam was sleeping and his asa and stick became alive. And he became like a snake to protect the Nabi. To show the people that he's a true Nabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is sleeping in his grave, but he's a alive miracle, is remaining in this world, and that is a Quran-e-Kareem. If you want, Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, whenever I feel like to speak to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I make wuzu, stand up in my namaz to speak to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And whenever I think that Allah talk to me, I make wuzu, I open the Quran like Allah is talking to you. Tabarak bil Quran, fa innahu kalamullah wa kharaj minhu. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. The stories and the hadiths is on and on and on. The little things we must understand. The month of blessing. Month of blessing is just passing. The second week is also passing. The week of forgiveness. Just now you will hear the days of Etikaf. And you will see the Eid now. This month we don't know we will get next year or not. This is a great opportunity Allah given us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to ask this month 2 months before. Barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. 2 months before asking this month. And Ibn al-Fazl Tabi'i, great scholar, he says, we used to ask Allah 6 months before the month of Ramadan. When the Ramadan go away, then 6 months we make dua, Allah, whatever we did the good deeds in the month of Ramadan, we must accept that. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala
Give us tawfiq to practice upon it, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa alihi wa barik wa sallim taslima. Ya arhamur rahimin ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal mulku kullu wa biyadikal khayru kullu wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kullu. Alaniyatu wa sirru lakal hamd. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. اغفر لنا ما مضى من ذنوبنا واعصمنا فيما بقي من عمرنا وارزقنا اعمالا زاكيه ترضى بها عنا وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم انا نسالك باسمك الله وباسمك الرحمن وباسمك البر الرحيم وباسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والعمل والنية والهدى إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين ونفس كرب المكروبين يا ذا القوة المتين اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين اللهم انصر المسلمين في سوريا اللهم انصر المسلمين في العراق اللهم المسلمين في مصر اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم ايدهم بتأييدك اللهم انصرهم بنصرتك اللهم انصرهم بنصرتك اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأستاذنا ولأزواجنا ولأولادنا ولإخواننا ولأخواتنا ولأصدقائنا ولمن لو حقنا علينا ولمن أوصاني بالدعاء ولجميع أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه السلام أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.